Judy Carmichael's Jazz Inspired is produced in association with Jazz Times. Swedish multi-instrumentalist Gunhild Carling had a childhood filled with books, music, and magical adventures. It's hard to imagine many in the business having more sincere fun than Gunhild. I first met her in Brazil when we were both part of a music festival for which I served as artistic director. I still have the vision of Gunhild bounding off the airplane in a perfectly pressed polka dot dress, her baby in tow, looking well rested and upbeat, with full makeup and perfect hair. I was in jeans and a t-shirt and immediately thought, I need to up my game. I caught up with Gunhild Carling during her tour with Postmodern Jukebox and reminded her of our Brazil airport moment before we jumped in on today's conversation. She revealed that even on the tour bus, she's completely put together with full fancy dress and heels. As a fellow touring musician, I find this almost as impressive as the fact that she plays 12 instruments. She's all in on her embrace of the 1920s and 30s in her musical and sartorial style and presents it all with enviable enthusiasm. I'm Judy Carmichael, and this is Jazz Inspired. Here's Gunhild Carling on trombone with the Carling Family Band on Panama Rag.
Something I was thinking about that I was looking forward to talking to you about is your growing up in a family of musicians, traveling with that since the time you were young, the whole culture around how you have grown up and played. There are certainly people who are family bands, especially in New Orleans, who come up in that kind of thing. But in America, after sort of vaudeville and things like that, I don't think that this is as common. And I don't know if it's as common in Europe, or is your situation very unusual in terms of a family band that the next generation plays, the next generation? Is that unusual or is it more common in Europe? I don't know.
So Europe, we look at America because America is like a lifestyle. Yeah, we think America is cool. But I was born in the 70s, and then it was super important for everyone that from your 12 or 13, you say goodbye to parents. You don't listen to what they say because they are blah, blah, blah. You know, you are on your own. You have the popular culture that takes care of you and you have friends in school. You have a lifestyle with how you dress and what music you listen to. And that was so common in the 70s and 80s. It broke up a little in the 90s. I am influenced by that, of course, because all my friends were like that. But my family had this little, breath through. And that was jazz music. And I found jazz music so... And now we talk the 80s, the popular music was very good then. But jazz was so much more. Oh, it gave so much more soul. And like, so you were in another world. And my father, and especially my brother Max, they could like make an imaginary world around this of how much fun people had in the 1920s, you know. We're out all night long, 24/7. And it was party all night long, and you could hear this in the music. People were happy. They had no sorrows. They thought, this now, you know, you buy a car today and you pay it tomorrow. You know, this whole new style, and you feel in the music how much feelings for this is in the music. And women suddenly are allowed to go out. They cut off. They have short hair, and they show their legs, and they are... able to just be out on their own and everything. So you feel the freedom, and jazz is freedom. We had a big house that was my mother's house, and it was filled with 10,000 books, like from medieval and Roman era until like stuff from today. They came in books every day, and thousands or hundreds of musical instruments. And there was a little workshop in the basement where my father and then later on Max was building instruments. So they built harps, cembalos, cellos, gambas, viola, mainly Renaissance instruments. That in that era, we talk 80s, you couldn't buy it anywhere. Also, if you wanted a Gatsby dress, you have to sew it on your own because you couldn't go on Amazon and just give me a Gatsby dress. No, you have to create, if you wanted something that was outside popular culture, you had either to know someone who had connections. Like we had a person who was importing records from America, 78 records and vinyls and so, and you could buy so we could hear the great sounds. The great legends of jazz.
Mm,
So you have to know somebody. You must be a little talented so you can build instruments if you want to play medieval music or something. And there was no schools for jazz, modern jazz, but not for trad jazz. You had to listen to the records. And then my family and I, we were six people in the family. We built up like a little, like an Eldorado of culture at my home. And that was my base. And I listened to Billie Holiday every day.
In all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. Chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you summer's day. In everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
This show is really about inspiration, obviously. So I love hearing about childhoods that were so filled with culture, and yours was filled with such a variety. Because one of the things that struck me about you playing so many different instruments is I inferred from that just your curiosity. But I want you to talk about it, because most of the people I've talked to on this show or in our life as jazz musicians, some play more than one instrument, but very often they start out playing many, you know, a few instruments. Then they come up with one that really touches them, that they think they can express themselves. But you do it with so many instruments. And I'm thinking that is your insatiable curiosity, which is something that struck me about you when I met you. But I don't know. Why do you play so many instruments? That's interesting, because it's a lot of instruments.
Yeah. First of all, we started with medieval music, which I like, but it is far... It has a connection to blues somewhere because it's different scales. They are not like 50 cent between every note and so. And it's a lot of feeling, and it's a lot of feeling and Renaissance music. But the thing was that I grew up, and so I played harp. You know, we are six people in the family, and I am number three in the siblings. So they were much older than me, like 4 years and 6 years older. So they said, okay, we shall play today. And Max, my oldest brother, he's 6 years older than me. He has a lot of fire inside. He do things all the time, projects, and he plays, and he has composed a symphony. And then now he's writing a circus act, and he goes on the wire and so. So I was a little like a servant to my two older siblings, and they say, okay, play piano, and. Today we need someone who can play cello. And actually, so my thing from I was 5, 6 years was to pick up an instrument and have a play with passion. And then, for example, my brother, when he was in college or gymnasium, he had a magic show with his friends in school. And of course, I was assistant. So already when I was 11, I was floating lady and disappearing there and come up and there. And you know what you call when you are like, they saw you.
Yeah.
I came out and played trumpet. And
It sounds amazing. It sounds like it's so much fun, which is also something that I like to reinforce on this show, because so many people have, especially piano teachers, because everybody tells me about their bad piano teachers, you know, people that are amateurs, they talk about the trauma. And I always think it's so, when people tell me that they've gotten their kid a teacher, yeah. I always say, are they having fun? And when I sign my music books, I always put have fun, and I put a smiley face. And because this sounds like so much fun. It's like you grew up in the circus. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Actually, totally. I would say that before we started with jazz, because my father had a friend from olden days who was a great jazz musician, but he had some like alcoholic problems and so. So he was not on a balanced place in life. Mm. So he suddenly just called and say, "Hi, I'm showing up. I'm going to live in your house now for a couple of months." Okay, and we couldn't say no. But this person, Anders Holmberg was his name, and he always had suit on. He slept with shoes on. And
he was one of your early influences.
Exactly. And he took up the clarinet and was playing Johnny Dodds. Like, and he talked with us kids like we were on his level, like, "Oh, can you play this like Kid Ory?" And he had no job. He was like workless with three times, no gigs, nothing. He was just playing all day long. And he said, "Don't play medieval music, play jazz."
My guest, Swedish multi-instrumentalist vocalist Gunhild Carling, on trumpet on La Vie en Rose, from her CD Good Evening Cats. I'm Judy Carmichael, and this is Jazz Inspired.
So, from this free world where I could be either harpist or play dulcian, I don't know what that is called, but you know those Renaissance instruments, shawl, bagpipe, or just play wood blocks or be something, you know, free form. Suddenly we came into jazz, who has a structure. It's trumpet, clarinet, trombone, piano, bass, drums, banjo. That's it. You have, there is a form. And the trumpet player plays the melody, and you have to know the melody and the chords, and there is Bean style. So after that, I became a brass musician, mainly. Like trombone, guitarry, Jack Teagarden, Trum Young, and of course also King Oliver was a big influence.
Oliver and his orchestra, a major inspiration for my guest, Swedish multi-instrumentalist Gunhild Carling. I'm Judy Carmichael, and this is Jazz Inspired.
So that was Jazz took over, and I'm happy for that. Jazz is great lifestyle.
So we met in Brazil.
Yeah.
So this is perfect to bring up your recording of Wave, the Jobim tune, and playing recorder on it, because it's such a surprise. And it's one of my favorite tracks on this, because I will be reckless and say that I don't think anybody has recorded this tune in just this way. And it really stands out. And I knew Jobim. I don't think I ever told you that. So anyway, I love this tune. I love Jobim, but I love this version. So you have to talk about recording it this way. Talk about this.
Yeah. So when I do things outside, you know, my shows are generally like the Great American Songbook and the New Orleans, like Basin Street Blues, Tiger Rap. But it's also I Get a Kick Out of You and Dream a Little Dream of Me, because my audience it's not a jazz audience. They like music. So I play some songs that is common jazz to everyone, like Fly Me to the Moon or something. But I also play where I come from, and it's Basin Street Blues, Louis Armstrong and everything. Then I play my own compositions, which is mainly in like the Great American Songbook style. But when it comes to I go outside the jazz thing, for example, I present my bagpipe or my recorder, I play a popular melody. And Wave is a popular melody. I heard it for the first time when I was with Postmodern Jukebox, because I don't like pop. I don't understand. I like it, but I don't understand it. I don't understand the lyrics. And I don't understand how the chord changes go. I said, I wonder, why do they change the chords like this? Why can't they just do fifths? I don't understand the form. And it's generated with computers. And it's also something. But everything else with pop, I like. And I like that they give music to the people. So, but I heard a Wave, and I played it in Postmodern Jukebox. And I ran to the stage because I was in my dressing room fixing with a new dress. You know, on this stage, on this show, I'm singing Material Girl, and somewhere in a universe, you know, I like, you know, true love and it's only you and me, it only happens once, you know, this thing. So modern lyrics doesn't hit my heart. It is about, now it's about me and, you know, material girl is, if you don't have cash, don't go and move away, move along. So, but I sing it and it's my hit number one here. So that's how life is.
But you heard Wave and you loved it.
I heard Wave and I fell to the floor. It was so wonderful. Oh, my goodness. And so I love this song, and it's in D. And recorder is not in E flat and B flat, you know. It's not. It's a G instrument. So it's so easy to just take up and, you know, it sings. And I've been to Brazil, and I see beautiful Brazil and the beautiful people and the beautiful nature and everything before me, and I see the ocean and I see everything.
My guest, Gunhild Karling, playing recorder on Antonio Carlos Jobim's Wave. I'm Judy Carmichael, and this is Jazz Inspired. I'm Judy Carmichael, and this is Jazz Inspired. Our show is made possible in part with support from Jazz Times, providing entertaining and provocative coverage of the jazz scene since 1970. On the web at jazztimes.com. Although we broadcast on NPR stations, we're an independent production not funded by NPR. were funded primarily by your donations. So please visit jazzinspired.com to chip in. No gift is too small. 2023 marks our 23rd year on air. Please write a review on Apple Podcasts, which is the best way for us to spread the word about the show. For a schedule of upcoming programs, visit our website at jazzinspired.com. You can listen to Jazz Inspired on all the usual podcast platforms and email us at info@jazzinspired.com or visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Stride Queen. Visit judycarmichael.com for my upcoming concert schedule. I'm talking with Swedish multi-instrumentalist Gunhild Carling about her CD, Good Evening Cats, and working with pianist Billy Stritch.
We were like tearing the walls down. We made so much success and we made so many shows together. And every time I said, okay, we have to record an album. And then when pandemic was over, I just called and say, are you available? And he said, yes. And it was the day after Valentine. So it was snowing in New York. And Daniel Glass and Steve Doyle and my two kids, because I needed some support with some, they are not like on a high, they were not on a high level then, but they could play some parts. And so we could make a whole thing out of it. Good Evening Cats, it comes from 2016. I have been live streaming almost every week, 1 hour, where people could write what songs they wanted to hear. And I played it, requests. And I always started, Good Evening Cats. And then I have stolen from the Count Basie record when they are on Savoy Ballroom. You know, good evening to the east and good morning to the west.
Multi-instrumentalist Gunhild Carling from her new CD, Good Evening Cats. Gunhild's dream was to move to America, which she did in 2019, settling in San Francisco. I asked her if the audiences around the world are the same or have their own response to her music.
Do you change your shows? Now you're with Postmodern Jukebox right now, so that's a different show. But when you do your show, do you do it any differently when you have American audiences versus when you're in other parts of the world? Or is it the same? Do you feel different? Talk a bit about the different audiences.
I do mainly the same, all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do the same whatever generation or social thing, because I found this out in Sweden long, long ago. Because I was in a system, you know, it's a lot of government paid gigs in Sweden. So they send you out, you play for kids one day, and then you play for old people, and then you play for only nurses one day, you know, so different things in the society. And I found out that if I just unintentionally, I said jokes, I just said something like, and it became wrong and everybody laughed. And I was wondering, why do they laugh? So I said it to the next, I said it to the kids and they were laughing. And then I was at the home where everyone was like both blind and deaf because they was so old. And they laughed. So I think it must be something funny in what I say. So I say it to everybody. You know, we are musicians, so we want to be inspired. And we want to include the listeners in our inspiration. And it's new every night. So it's like we create a new party every night.
I like to think of it that way. Yeah. That's great. And you have such energy. And I say this because people comment to me all the time about how much energy I have. And
I love you. I love you.
Well, it's meeting another person like that. But I know what I do when I'm on the road. I take it very seriously. You know, people want to go out every night and do that. And I'm always thinking about the next gig and keeping myself together. And even if you have a lot of energy, you still have to work to stay healthy and keep all that together. And I wonder about that with your routine, because you travel a lot and you're touring a lot. I think people think from the outside that touring is just a party.
Party.
Yeah. So here's I want you to talk about that. Talk about that.
When people talk about gigs, how do you get gigs? Go out. Just go to the closest bar, sit and talk. Then person say, oh, I know this person who has like, he knows the blah, blah, blah. And okay, I come and play. Go out, meet people. Which means... be on party, always be on party, be the party person, which is a challenge because I'm on gig and party every day and like be happy, funny, joke, drink, smoke. So, solution of that, I'm a fake drinker. Like I drink, I can take one sip, but I absolutely don't, I cannot drink. That's the thing. Like, it doesn't affect me good. I get headache and so. Now, you know, everything is not good. But I drink a little and I have virgin drinks. I can drink with everyone. And before you go to a party, prepare so you're happy. Like, be inspired when you come to the party or when you come to, like, just think, listen to music. Be inspired. Fill your soul with good energy. And this is the thing. You have, yes. You cannot be a bore. That's impossible.
That's the secret. Don't be a bore. I love that. You know, Tony Bennett told me that Frank Sinatra told him, always keep your energy up. That was
always,
the thing.
Always
even if you don't feel it, that's the thing. In fact, this has happened to me twice recently, that I was on tour with two different guitar players. So I was doing one and then another one followed. And both of them had run out of energy. They're not as high energy as sort of you and I are just blessed with high energy. But once they got on stage, it was remarkable. It was like somebody had hit them with a magic wand because suddenly they were awake. They had this big smile. And that is, I think that people sometimes think just the music does it. But I love you saying it's from within. You have to get yourself to that point, which I think is part of this. You have to
love
like
your
showtime.
Audience. Yeah, love your audience. Love whoever they are. Love them and think they are I am here for you and you are here for me. Let's have a wonderful time.
Und der Haifisch, der hat Zähne und die trägt er im Gesicht. Doch merk ich dir, hat ein Messer. Doch das Messer sieht man nicht.
And I want to ask you something else. You said this very casually, but I related with that as well, that you said your audience isn't a jazz audience. And I want you to speak to that because you are a magnificent jazz musician. So this is really an interesting thing because I very often say that my audience isn't a jazz audience. So I relate with that, but I know why I say that and what my touring gigs are, but I want to hear what yours, why you say that.
It's just what I've noticed, because since 2012, I have been in Sweden, I became a TV celebrity. So I was on every TV program. I was like once a week, I was on TV for years. And I noticed that people didn't come to my concerts for the music. They came because you have so nice dresses, because you like to play trombone, because you play with your small little cute kids. Every else reason. So I made this conclusion that they come for other reasons. And I come with a bag with 30,000 songs. That is, I can't give you anything but love. And it's all of me. And it's like, I just delivered, in my eyes now, the best songs in the whole world. I just like, I found a new baby. It's like, I just have wonderful music. And in between the songs, I can, you know, I'm not a teacher. I'm not going to say that 1921, you know, and in this, and he was born there. And so I tell a little to not mislead people that I composed this great music because they have never heard them before. I say, okay, so I was in New Orleans and it like took me with so much storm and it's so inspiration and so on. I tell a little story so they understand where I come from. But else, I just play music. And the funny thing is, I saw an interview with Duke Ellington. And he said, we were in the Middle East and played. They'd never heard jazz before. So we just, they have no relation to what it means to people, the freedom thing and like the new era and the new Western kind of living and so. It's just music for them. So I related to that a lot, that we just go there, present, here's the music.
My guest, Swedish multi-instrumentalist vocalist Gunhild Carling, from her CD, Good Evening Cats. I'm Judy Carmichael, and this is Jazz Inspired. Gunhild's influences include the composer, pianist, trumpet player Bix Beiderbecke. She picked up her trumpet to illustrate why she loves him.
What's special about Bix to you?
Technically, his tone. So if we think Armstrong has a tone like... So Armstrong has a beautiful vibrato that is slow and with a little flare on the end. Bix, though, is a short tone with a sigh in the end. And this sigh is very personal. The Bix tone that is so enormous speaking. Okay, here it comes. I cannot even describe it. It is like music from another planet, his tone. And then it's always, he never plays too much. And he is like a ghost. Bix, it's a ghost.
A 1927 recording of trumpet player Bix Beiderbecke and his band, a favorite of my guest, multi-instrumentalist Gunhild Carling. I'm Judy Carmichael, and this is Jazz Inspired.
Armstrong's tone is so unbelievable. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful slow vibrato, but with a flare, I call it, in the end, like da. And when I improvise, I take a lot of Bix tone, but when I play melodies, it's Armstrong's tone that best present a beautiful melody, I would say.
Thank you. that piano, yeah?
A 1926 recording of Louis Armstrong and his band. I'm Judy Carmichael, and this is Jazz Inspired. I'm talking with multi-instrumentalist Gunhild Karling.
You had such a rich upbringing. I envy it. It just sounds like I said, like you grew up in the circus. It sounds like so much fun. How have you created that for your own kids? Because you travel a lot, but they've been traveling with you. How did you talk about your approach to bringing them into this music and the life? Did you do it the same way, very differently? Talk about that.
So my kids' life is way different than what my family life was, because my parents, they were always home. My mother and my father, they were never a centimeter from each other. They were together all the time. And my parents were very, very strict and concerned with it has to be good culture, listen to good music, read good books, have a good level, and always like never say any bad words or anything. So everything should be on such a level. Me, however, so I have two kids, which is, I don't have 11 kids. I mean, I have two kids. So it's...
I still don't know how you do it, but continue.
Yeah. So they grew up with me being like, if I can say now without bragging, like I was famous and a celebrity. So they were by my side. They have to be like by my side all the time. I never had privacy with them. So what I need to do with them is like, just be together with me. I play with you. I cannot make them love. Music have to come to them personal as a gift, as a vision. But if they have heard a lot of music and played a lot of music and have fun with the music, that's most important. Have fun, feel, be with friends and feel that, oh, this is my lifestyle. Then you will automatically get in it. Then when music come as a gift from space to you, then you're already ready for it because you've been in this world.
Well, I find you tremendously inspiring, Gunhild.
Oh,
since I first
I
met
you. So
absolutely,
much.
Absolutely. Your music, your attitude is so beautiful. The fact that, as I said, when before we started, I commented that the first time I met you, you'd made that long flight and you got off the plane with a baby, perfectly dressed, polka dot luggage or whatever it was. And I just thought, how does she do it? I was in my jeans and a t-shirt. So anyway, you're my hero.
We played,
I really admire you.
I remember we played together, I Found a New Baby.
Yes, we did.
And you play it in D minor, right?
No? Yes.
Yeah. I always played it in C minor, but after I met you, I changed to D minor. I don't know. No. It was just a thing. So you have changed my life, actually.
It lays really nicely on the piano in D minor. That's so funny. Well, I can't even believe that you remember that.
No, yeah, you know that jazz is religion for me, like C minor, oh my God, and I feel every note and it's so deep, blah, 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 blah. And then D minor. No, it sounds better in D minor. It's more happy and it's more clear.
Gunhild, thank you so much for taking the time for this. I really appreciate it.
You know, so I have a plan. I say goodbye now, and I say the plan after the, because it's a secret for the listeners.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
So I say
perfect.
Goodbye and thank All right. you. And I love you so much. And thanks for inviting me to this. I pay back with something spectacular.
You've been listening to my conversation with Gunhild Karling. I hope you'll join me here next time when I talk with another creative person about how jazz inspires their life and work. I'm Judy Carmichael, the host and producer of Jazz Inspired. My production engineer is Curtis Heidoff. You can download podcasts of Judy Carmichael's Jazz Inspired from all the usual podcast platforms or listen at jazzinspired.com. Although we broadcast on NPR stations, we're an independent production not funded by NPR. We're funded primarily by your donations. So please visit jazzinspired.com to chip in. And please write a review on Apple Podcasts, which is the best way for us to spread the word. Judy Carmichael's Jazz Inspired is also sponsored in part with generous support from our listeners and Page at 63 Main in Sag Harbor, New York, serving organic microgreens and vegetables grown on their own energy-efficient indoor and outdoor aquaponic farms. Better taste, happier planet. Visit page63main.com. Our opening music was Airmail Special, and the mid-break music is a smooth one from my CD, High on Fats and Other Stuff. The closing music is Old Fashioned Love from my CD Trio. I'm on piano with Mike Hashem on sax and Chris Flory on guitar. For upcoming jazz-inspired shows and to see my upcoming concert schedule, visit jazzinspired.com or judycarmichael.com.